The 40,000 are those who are still stranded at the departure centers. Back in 2010, when these people heard that then of provincial South Sudanese government would send transport to them, so they got out of their houses, their workplaces, to wait for that kind of promise, which never materialized. They're stuck there until today. But generally, there must be more than 40,000, the total number of South Sudanese nationals still in the Republic of Sudan.
They have been in these transit camps for nearly 3 years. Is there hope that they are going to go to South Sudan anytime soon?
We have been trying since then to solicit for funds to assist these people to return to South Sudan. It is a very, very expensive venture, this one, because most of them were even born in the Republic of Sudan, so they would like to take their possessions. So it is not an easy issue. So since then, we did not get enough money. Back in 2012, we succeeded in allocating a bit of money to transport only the most vulnerable persons. And I remember we transported around 300 or so by air, which means their luggage had to be left behind. So actually, it is a very complex situation.
The place they are living in is reported to be in very dire conditions. What kind of assistance are they being given in these makeshift camps where they are living?
Well, apart from very minimal support of food from our partners, there isn't much really we can do, and most of them rely on day work in the houses and petty trading. So their situation is really, really, really appalling. They couldn't really return to their former workplaces because they are told you are no longer a citizen of Sudan. So they are actually stateless at the moment.
You've said you require about $20 million to transport them back home. Has there been any response to your appeal for funding?
To the best of my knowledge, until now, not yet. We have just issued an appeal, and we are waiting for the donors to come to us. Of course, we fully understand that there are lots of crises around the world now. Probably it will take a couple of weeks or months, but we are certain that because these people's condition now have been put on the map, donors will come forward to rescue them from imminent danger.
Previous transport of South Sudanese back to South Sudan, some of them went by road, others went by air. How do you intend to transport these 40,000 people?
Ideally, we would like the border be open and then we can transport them by train as we did twice, because in that way we would be able to take as many as possible, but also to take their luggage with them. That is the ideal way. But at the moment, the borders between the Republic of Sudan and South Sudan are still closed. So the only way now is by air.